Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Shout out. I just referenced in that live endorsement. I went out today to meet with a brand new client, Osage County Guns, in my beloved new adopted hometown of Wright City. And just blown away. This place is gigantic. Just, you know, I've represented other gun stores in the past, and this place is huge. And they have everything. They really specialize in like higher end guns. So whereas another gun store may have like three STIs or Kimbers or Ed Browns, they have hundreds. And I bought a gun today. I bought a Sig Sauer. I'm a big fan of Sig Sauers, 365. And if you're into guns, just Google it. And what I love about it is, as you guys all know in the room, Dave Glover is not detail oriented. And I have a Sig Sauer P938, and it has safety. And don't crush me. I'm admitting it. I know that all the gun guys out there are going to say, like, you got to practice with it, and you got to this, and you got to that. I get that. But I'm probably not going to. And so I only have a gun for one reason, and that is to shoot you when you try to hurt me.
Right.
Other than that, I'm just not all that interested in it. But I feel like I need one because I'm exactly the level of celebrity that you feel like you can kill. And so the only knock I had on my Sig Sauer P938 was it had that safety, and they showed me this other gun, which has more rounds in it and has a really thin grip, and you just pull the trigger and it goes bang. And I love it. So, and it's such a rage right now that most gun stores will put out like an email if they get one or two in. These guys have 80. So,
wow. If
you've been looking for a Sig Sauer 365, it's Osage County Guns in Wright City, and right now they have like 80. So, call them or go out there.
I have learned a lot about the gun industry since I started hosting Second Amendment Radio, and what you just said is so true. For any store to have a large selection like that on anything is
really rare.
It's rare and impressive.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's really... To be able to just walk in and know that you're going to be able to walk out with what you want and not have to worry about, like, am I going to have to order this? Am I going to have to, you know, that's really cool.
Yeah,
that's really
do a cool. Huge online business.
That's great.
Huge. I think something like 10% of the Sig Sauer XYZs are sold through this store online. And so now they just opened like in January, and it's big and huge and beautiful. And like I said, if you are a high-end looking guy, now they have this gun cost me today $450, something like that, $450, $500. Not an expensive gun. But they have guns that are like $17,000.
Oh!
That are like gun fetishist, like, oh my God, they've got a double barrel pistol, blah, blah. And they're like, oh yeah, we got five of them. Here you go. So it's pretty neat. Andrew, an hour ago, you were discussing your new hat fetish, and you were rudely interrupted by radio legend Mark Close, who just busted in with cookies and just took over. So
I didn't even realize you had a different hat on today. I don't know why.
This is hat two.
He's a hat man.
His hat is red. Yesterday's hat was blue.
Right. Yeah.
So it's another flat bill.
I funded you to the tune of $100. How did you spend my money?
So I got some. I got a couple serious hats. I got some fun hats. It's gonna be a great time next week.
Wait,
question.
Hat?
Yes. Yeah. What is a serious hat?
This is a serious hat. This is a deadly serious
Yesterday's
hat.
Yesterday's Grizzly's hat was a serious hat.
Oh yeah.
Is the fun hat like look out, here comes grandpa or something like that?
Oh yeah, most definitely. This hat is so serious. I would call it grim. This is like
what?
The dark night of hats.
It cannot be
grim hat.
Yeah, that's how serious this hat is compared to some of the stuff I got from
also,
next week.
Also, footnote, this was really funny between Rach and I yesterday. I said, I think I texted her, I think I just gave Andrew $100 to buy hats. And she's like, yeah, you don't make good financial decisions.
Oh, yeah, I meant to ask Helbig about
this. Yeah, she said, I'm going to ask Thomas Helbig about this.
Oh, you should have. That's funny.
That really needed to be brought into the conversation.
It kind of, I kind of froze up when I was like, oh. So, right away I got to hat shopping because I was like, well, I can't.
Do you want me to bring?
I had to make it worth it.
Do you want me to bring Dino's? I bet mine's longer than yours. In just
you have it, and you yes, very much.
I think it's still in Club Dino.
I thought that the reason that you didn't offer it yesterday is like, well, that hat's been lost.
No,
to the
I
ages.
Think it's still in Club Dino.
I mean, I feel like that hat has to at least we have to at least see it.
I want to see at least it really see bad. Yeah.
It makes me laugh.
Would that be a serious hat or a non-serious hat.
That would That's be a fun hat.
Yeah, so tell us about the fun hats
Wait,
that you
first
ordered.
I have to share a disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty deep disappointment.
Uh-oh.
Someone who won't be named, but his initials are Tony Colombo,
ah!
said on Monday
Sorry.
That today was Whopper Day.
Oh, that's
I know.
Right. That got derailed, though. That's not Tony's fault.
No, it is. No, it is. Thank you. But it is my fault.
So when is Whopper Day?
I'll surprise you.
Okay.
I realized that I messed that up earlier today when I was here and didn't have them.
I just had a moment of sheer excitement and disappointed right next door to each other.
Yeah.
It's like when your mom says, we'll see.
Yeah.
When's that going
to
happen?
I'll talk to your dad about it.
Do you want me to see if I can order some?
This is my thing.
Okay. Yeah, this is Tony's mission.
I understand.
Look at Taliban.
I understand.
See, it's the hat.
No, hat is changing him for the better.
It is.
The hat just whispered to him, take charge.
But hold on.
Get the whoppers.
But by snapping and saying, this is my thing, I was just going to wait till he goes out there and say, hey, if I give my credit card.
I just had a great idea. Why don't we have him order some?
He was still going to be the guy to do it anyway.
Rach, can you share with me what Andrew shared with you earlier?
So earlier, Andrew came in the office to talk to me, and I am on the record. I am digging the hat. I feel like this is your look. I feel like this is the true Andrew coming out. So I'm like, I love the hat. It looks really good. Do you feel different? And he says, I'm drawing a lot of confidence from the hat.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
And he is.
I really am. Like, it feels like people are noticing me. People are like stopping and being like, hey, you're wearing a hat today. And I'm like, yes, I am.
Look out. Here comes Grandpa.
Believe that you are animating the hats, that they are becoming sentient beings by you wearing them? Because that was...
So,
what's this hat's
probably,
personality
That was probably
yesterday?
The most interesting thing that you said yesterday.
Well, this hat is... This is a powerful hat. This is a hat that makes people...
Was
I
it
mean,
alive before like it went on your head, or did your head bring it to life?
This I didn't... Like I don't ask about the past, okay? It's not important. I didn't know the hat then. Whatever
by
the hat,
way, it's a
whatever the hat,
hat
chose to do with Matt Adams
red,
when Matt Adams was wearing it, it's a red cardinal
It's a standard
hat.
Red
cart.
Maybe you've never
hat.
Seen one of these.
Yeah, game worn by Matt Adams, and it's past.
Oh, that's the...
That's the game hat?
That's the Matt Adams game hat?
Yeah.
I thought you said it was
the one you weren't going
to
wear.
I thought you said you weren't allowed to have that hat.
I brought it back in because I wanted to show you guys.
And you figured if anyone deserves to wear this hat, it's me.
That's what I figured.
That's game worn by Andrew Taliban.
Wow. Mm-hmm. He's wearing this hat with the swagger of Jay-Z wearing his signature Yankees cap.
He really is.
You can just go to a store and buy a game worn hat?
This was a gift.
Oh, it wasn't bought
Come
with the $100.
Wiggins.
It wasn't
the $100.
Now. Well, you got $100.
This was a gift from somebody who works for the Cardinals, but...
You touch it a lot.
But I do
like
touch,
a lot.
You got to do this with it. It feels cool. You're like, not a big deal. It's just I'm wearing a hat. No big deal. Whatever.
You're kind of fondling it.
I found some cowboy hats of my brother's. He had a bunch of them. So I'm weighing my... I got one of them out in the car now.
Go get it, please.
I thought we were saving it for next week.
I just want to see...
How
I just
many
see
hats
it.
Did you buy with my money?
Yeah.
Let's see. So far, 3.
Hmm.
Okay. Can you give us an example of one of the fun hats that you bought?
Yeah.
One of the fun... Well, I also found a big sombrero with some logoing on it from a...
You're going to wear that on a daily
popular
basis.
Mexican nice. Restaurant.
That's very classy.
And I
feel like that's racist.
I have a good... it is. No, it is.
Olé.
She's not wrong. And I found a big visor.
Uh-huh.
Bigger than I thought that they made, right?
The visor people?
Yeah.
You know
and
them.
You bought
the
this?
Visor company. Yeah.
With okay. I thought you were buying like all cool flat bill hats.
So I was going to do that, but then I thought that's kind of rude, right? Like I can't just go straight up with Dave's money.
Part of my $100 was a logoed sombrero.
That is correct.
No, I already had that one.
Oh, bummer. Okay.
It would be rude of you to buy hats you could wear often. So you bought a bunch of hats you're going to wear one time.
You guys put it. Where were you guys last night when I was blowing it all on big novelty visors?
Wait a minute.
I got a couple of good hats, but then I felt like, then I'm just like, you're just giving me money and I'm buying myself nice things with it. And that felt weird. So I was like, I got to get some goofy stuff. I got to have some fun with it.
So what goofy thing did you buy if you already had the sombrero?
The big visor.
Okay, the big visor. Okay.
Bigger, Sue, than he thought they really built them.
That's, I apologize.
When you guys see this visor, it's like a solar panel. You guys are going to be blown away by it.
Where does one acquire such a
big visor?
Visor that's large.
The visor guys? No, I made that up. That's Amazon.com.
Okay, so it hasn't arrived yet. We haven't seen
no,
it.
No,
yet.
No, it hasn't arrived. Hasn't arrived. But
you got
I got everything
off of Amazon, right?
Heavily. Oh yeah, you can get anything.
No, you got all the hats off of Amazon.
No. I also went to. Yeah, you go to.
You can buy a lot of things on Amazon,
though,
right?
Lids?
You can buy a lot of things on Amazon. Now, I'm planning on making a stop to Lids.
That was not the point I was making.
I am planning on still making a stop to Lids.
Okay.
But.
Is there still money left over?
Oh, yeah. Novelty visors are not expensive. And I've been getting sale.
Where to buy them.
Hats are, though.
I've been getting sale price items.
Oh.
I'm just picturing you in the cowboy hat as looking exactly like the emoji in the cowboy hat.
I mean, I can go get it.
That's
I will.
That's the weirdest laugh I've heard in a long time.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. It's because she's right.
But visualize it. He's just going to be like,
I'm the sheriff of wearing a hat.
What you just did sounded like what aliens do in a flying saucer when they're practicing laughing like a human.
This is human laugh.
Have you seen the cowboy hat emoji? I'm telling you.
She gets it.
Okay, Kang, your turn.
Ha 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 ha. Here is my human laugh. Here is my human laugh. Ha
ha ha ha. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, just about 4:30. Dave Murray joins us. Hey, Dave.
Hello there.
So you missed a super surprise visit from Mark Close about an hour ago.
Oh, nuts.
Yeah.
Well, he couldn't wait to do Close's Corner when he normally would do it, just as a guest appearance. He has to come in early because he's got to get to the the Sizzler buffet before 4 o'clock.
Yeah, he was like just like you, you know, when you retired and you liked it even more than you thought you would, and he's having the same experience. He's just like kind of walking a lot and sitting in his backyard and just enjoying it.
There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's all good. He's lost his edge, hasn't he, guys? Like, he didn't really close to anybody. I kept trying to goad him into it. He just doesn't have it anymore.
He wanted to Rachel, but he couldn't come up with it.
Oh, I see.
He's rusty.
Yeah.
Because she said, what do you miss the most? And he said, you,
right.
Of course.
Perfect setup for a close thing.
And then he said, and then if you go on back and listen, he says, you, but. And then I said, you were nice for once. But he couldn't, because he couldn't get
right.
it. You would normally have a fast, but he sort of stuttered through it and didn't have the punchline.
So the contempt has been buried for a while.
Yeah. Mark announced officially, because it was a little, pardon me. Well, I hope this thing's gone tomorrow.
Easy. Are you feeling better?
Seed.
No.
None? You sound better.
I was way worse. The worst I felt so far was this morning when I woke up.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, he announced officially that he's going to be a DGS 5. So if you are a Mark Close fan, you want to see him perform live, which he's really good, for the very last time with us, for $20, 971talk.com/DGS live.
Okay, genuine question about retirement, since I'm not even close to it. So this is for Dave. Do you do anything different than you did before you retired, or do you just do more of what you liked doing but didn't have time for?
That's a great question. I sleep more.
Which would be more of what you were already doing.
That wouldn't take much, though, to be able to say I sleep more, because I barely slept at all. Do I do it? I spend a lot more time with my wife, which we didn't do much at all when I was working, just because I worked nights. I get a little more exercise than I normally would.
So it's more of what you were wanting to do, not necessarily anything new.
Yes. Though, you know what? There's, you know, some things that I'm looking at. I'm hoping to do more gardening than I ever have before in my life. Hoping to take up a little pickleball as the weather gets better and better. And, you know, so there's things that you look for things. You say, well, that would be interesting. Or, you know, maybe going to that charity event would be interesting. And then you think about it and you make your decision. Yeah, let's do that. Let's not do that.
You actually have a choice. Yeah.
Now, granted, I do the radio. There's a little bit of a schedule, but it's instead of a schedule dominating 16 hours a day of your life, it dominates about 2 hours a day.
Yeah, that's great.
Rachel was just saying today she's been doing some gardening on her back deck, just, you know, real small, minimal, but she enjoyed it so much last night. She said, I really think I could do this like for a living. Like,
gardening is awesome.
Yeah. It made me think back when I was working on the farm. You know what I miss the most? Because I haven't done physical labor in a really long time, but I did a whole lot of it, is there's nothing like that feeling of at the end of the day, your body tells you you're tired as opposed to your brain.
Yes. That really is a thing.
That's interesting you mentioned that, because I'm tending to walk about 5 miles a day.
You and Close.
With the dogs. And yesterday was one of these, and I did a couple of little other things that normally not in a daily routine. And my body last night was saying, you got a little dehydrated and I'm feeling it just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So
I woke up this morning going, yeah, let's go. Let's do it again.
So to the weather, we still got the pinwheel stuff. I'm looking out the window. I can see the dark clouds rolling in.
Yeah, there's a big batch of rain just to our west now. It's been sitting out in central Missouri all day long, now starting to release. And that will come through this evening and overnight tonight. I don't think it rains all night long, but we've got a pretty good rain on tap here for about 5 or 6 hours, especially from 6 o'clock until midnight. And then tomorrow, the front comes through that's being dragged by this huge low pressure system up in the western Great Lakes. That comes through. That until that front comes through, we still have a chance of at least some scattered showers and thunderstorms. So keep that on the table for Thursday. Temperatures drop a little bit, slow drop during the afternoon as the front comes through. We're going down to 48 degrees with partly cloudy skies Thursday night into Friday morning. That will be chilly. And then Friday looks fantastic, but cool, partly sunny, 62. The weekend overall looks good. I'm going to go mainly sunny, though each day could bring a spot shower. That's just to cover myself more than anything. Mm-hmm. Temperatures in the 60s during the day and 40s at night as we fall into that perfect timing of the blackberry winter.
And Dave, is it next Thursday is the summer forecast?
No, let's go the following Thursday.
Okay, two Thursdays from tomorrow.
Yeah, it's like the... What,
same day as DGS
23rd. Perfect.
24th, 23rd. Yeah.
23rd. Okay. Great.
Good.
Rach, you have a big question?
I do. Actually, this was yesterday's big question. We just never got there. My question was, what poor person experience, I don't necessarily mean that in a negative light, but what poor person experience do you think rich people are missing out on?
I this is my favorite question yet. I love that question. Off the top of my head, I would say, having been both, that what's great about being quote-unquote poor, which is, means something different to everyone, especially when all your friends are poor, like when you're really young, is that there's no pressure to do something extravagant. Like if you get together, you know, $30 worth of meat and $30 worth of beer is a party.
Yeah.
There's no like, oh, can you believe that they blah, 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 blah. Like, And once you have money, especially if like you're in that group where everyone's competing, you'll never have that again.
And it sounds terrible.
And if you do, it's ironic. It's like, you know what we should do? We
Ew.
Should just have like a barbecue. Like, you know
yes,
what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean.
That, gross. That sucks.
I remember, okay, mine is when one or both of my parents were constantly in school. So when we had no money when I was a little kid, it made small things really big. Like you could only have soda once a week, right? So when it was Friday and you got to have a soda, it was huge.
Mm-hmm.
It was huge. So it made everyday things now like a huge deal.
Mm. Yeah. No, I feel that. I was, my thing that I wrote down on my paper, just like little experience, obviously the things like, oh, you have your first crappy apartment or you work retail, those kind of make you appreciate life more. Yeah. But even like now on a Friday night, my big thing is like, I'm going to get takeout and I'm going to splurge on that. I just think, you know, if I were significantly wealthier and I could do that every night, it takes away like the specialness of that. Like that's like a soda. Little treat thing. Yeah. Just like that.
Yep.
But people on Twitter had lots of great responses. Our friend Gabe Pfeiffer seems to love the DGS big question. He always has great responses. He says, there's a certain amount of ingenuity and creativity that becomes necessary when you're poor. For kids especially, it really helps develop that part of your brain.
Yeah. Agreed.
Uh-huh. There is no better gift that you can give Christine Colombo than a Quick Trip Dr. Pepper and a Styrofoam cup.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
If I stop at Quick Trip on the way home and get her a soda, I am...
You're golden.
I'm on easy street.
It makes me think, this really, really had an impression on me. Back when Jerry Seinfeld first hit it big, and I think he had like $400 million back then, and had for a couple years, and someone asked him, what's it like having that much money? And he thought about it, and he said, it really makes you appreciate cheeseburgers and blue jeans. Because he said, once you've bought the biggest house you can buy, and as many cars as you've ever wanted, and a boat, you realize, like, you can't really improve on a $10 cheeseburger.
Nope.
Or a pair of $30 broken-in Levi's.
$10 cheeseburger? Where are you getting cheeseburgers? Rich guy.
Not from a Whopper today, obviously. And from Burger King.
Insect or Overlord on Twitter had a funny response. Not worrying about your car getting scratched. I am at that point in my life now. Yeah. I'm like, hit it. I don't care.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
There's nowhere to go, but...
There's something very special about growing up and just knowing that every Friday night, you're going to sit down with your family and you're going to play the fiddle. And...
Making him just joke. Cracking himself up.
He can't even get him out anymore.
No, yeah. He really can't.
I had this whole story about how my Uncle Larry would fall off the porch into a mud puddle. I can't even get there.
Yeah, I'm sure it's funny. Stefan on Twitter says, pooling your money with family or friends to accomplish something. God. That is a great feeling when it's like, all right, everybody chip in. We can make it happen.
Yeah. So... If everyone loved being poor so much, why do we work so hard to not be poor?
Love it.
It's just whenever you have those little treats, whenever you're struggling, they feel better, you know? Yeah.
They're like, more rewarding.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like we talk about when I had my first truck and we had Grace, I had a little Dodge Dakota that was just the one bench seat. No back seat, no nothing. It was just that one bench seat that really sat two. If you wanted to stick somebody in the middle and try to... And we would drive down to the... Because that was my truck, and my wife's car at the time was a Cavalier with no air conditioning.
Mm.
I had
so,
a Cavalier.
And we had Grace. And so when we would go anywhere that we were going to be in the car for any length of time, it would be me driving... My wife in the middle.
Oh man!
This truck was also a stick shift.
Of course.
So her legs are just in the way of me trying to shift.
A likely excuse.
And then a baby's car seat sitting in the over on the passenger side. We are just stuffed inside this thing, and we will talk now about how great those days were.
Yeah.
And. At the time, we freaking hated it.
Yeah.
We would have done anything to get a car with a back seat or get her air conditioning fixed, but we couldn't do any of that stuff. And now we look back on it and like, oh, isn't that great? Like, those were the days.
Yeah.
But we didn't know it then. But I think it's because it's more rewarding that you fought through it, that you did that.
When Nick was about five and I had just started the show, and I've never been more broke than when I first started the show. Because I had given up being a lawyer, and at least that brought in some money, even though I was being chased down by every creditor, and I wasn't making money in radio yet, and I had probably $50 in my name, which no grown man with a child should have $50 to their name, but I did. And we went to see the Iron Giant, and we went to a mall, we were in a mall, and we went to a toy store, and they had a $45 Iron Giant toy, and he wanted it so bad. And it's probably not a smart thing, but I used my last $50 to buy it for him. Mm-hmm. And now, although I'm not rich, I could buy him anything I want. He's had tons of great stuff. That Iron Giant means more to me than any trip I've ever sent him on or a cars I bought him. Like, because that was like, no one should have $50 to their name, but I did. And I used it to buy him that thing he wanted.
Yeah.
And I look at, I just think that's it's so meaningful to me.
A friend of mine went to the zoo recently with his daughter and promised.
I recently bought him the real Iron Giant.
Wow.
Wow, that's fun.
And he didn't like it as much.
Went to the zoo, told his daughter, look, hey, when you go to the dentist, I'm going to get you the monkey you want from the zoo shop. And she said, oh, man, that's great. I can get the monkey that I've been wanting from the zoo shop. Okay, I'll go to the dentist. I'll make the deal with you. So she went to the dentist. She came back and said, okay, let's go to the zoo and get my monkey. So they went, and she said, okay, that's the one I wanted right there, pointed to the very top of the shop where they had like a monkey that's bigger than me and you combined.
Oh, no.
And was like, that's the one. And he's like, oh, no. I promised her that I was going to get this. And it was a big, like, big promise. If you do this, I will get it for you. So he had to go and buy that giant monkey that sits up on the pedestal in the middle of the shop. And they didn't have a price tag on it.
Oh,
how much was it?
How was it? Yeah.
It ended up being over $500.
Whoa.
And he did it. He did it just to say, I told you I would.
See, if this were 50 years ago or whatever, and my dad were telling that story, it'd be like, and then we go in and the little son of a bitch points to a big giant monkey. It's $500. And I said, my ass, $500.
Exactly.
But you remember that. But you remember that.
Yeah, there's no sweet ending to that.
Yeah.
You're going to get the little monkey and like it.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, guys. A few minutes shy of 5 p.m. Coming up at 5:08, Paranormal Wednesday, we have both of the guys from Astonishing Legends, my new favorite podcast. And if you know it, then you're going to be here at 5:08. And if you don't, these guys, to me, are what podcasts are for. I don't know a great deal about their background, although I know that it's been in entertainment and media, but they're really super normal sounding guys. They sound kind of like me. Like, I don't sound like a radio guy. I don't have the Mark Close voice of God. And they're extremely conversational. They're not true believers in that they're going to twist themselves into pretzel logic so that they can believe whatever story they're looking into. But they're also not skeptics like my friend Michael Shermer, who is just bound and determined to debunk something. And so you know, they have like 6 hours on the Patterson film and this haunting and that haunting. I'm listening to one that they're doing right now on Giants. It's just really super cool. So that's going to be Paranormal Wednesday coming up at 5:08.
Are we focusing the conversation on Bigfoot, or are we going all
over the place? Yeah, I think I'm going to focus it at least the first segment on Bigfoot,
yes.
And then we can kind of go other places.
I want to focus on
that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel, do you want to do headlines here?
Sure.
Or we can do it later.
Yeah, sorry. I'm
That's okay.
Doing work stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, this is work stuff, but no, I'm happy to do headlines.
That's funny. Hey, Rach, do you want to do a segment on the biggest show?
No, I'm too busy working.
Still producing the show.
Wow, that's kind of a knock on Wiggins right there, wasn't it?
Too busy to...
A little bit.
Too busy to do the show, working on the show.
I'm working on the show.
That's
if we only had Burger King.
I have a story here.
Hey, man, come on.
Yeah.
If I only knew the difference between a Whopper and an Impossible Whopper.
We'll never know.
You will know.
I have a story here that says being a mom is the equivalent of working 2.5 full-time jobs.
I'm sure that's true. And I'm not one, but I'm sure that's true.
I think it's a full-time job.
You don't think 2.5? Give the what else does it say, Rachel?
Well, here's the part where it gets a little silly. It's like they surveyed all these women and they're like, well, what is your title as a mom? And some of them are life coach, meal planner, and professional cuddler.
Oh, God.
Okay. It's almost like that takes away from how hard you actually do work as a mom.
I'll be the Mark Close here.
Okay.
I was about to be. That's embarrassing. That's stupid. Cuddler. You know when you do articles about things like this, it's just like when they let the kid with Down syndrome, who's been the manager of the football team for 3 years, score a touchdown. You do that because they can't do it regularly. And that is insulting to homemakers. That is the ultimate pat on the head. You shouldn't have to do an article once a year that says homemakers should make $200,000 a year and they do 2.5 full-time jobs and they're a professional cuddler. That's the kind of thing you say to someone who doesn't have all their marbles. Like, homemaker has been a job since we've had humans. And anyone who has ever been raised by a homemaker or lives with a homemaker and says, like, that's not a real job or must be nice, well, you can just go outside and practice falling down because you're an a-hole. And so I don't think we need articles like this to artificially boost people up who shouldn't need it because we should all be appreciating it anyway.
Mm-hmm. That's actually a really good point.
Exactly.
Can you do your alien laugh?
You gotta. She's. Somebody has to. I'll think of a make me laugh like that again.
Think of a good emoji zinger.
Somebody on Twitter asked to clip that. Matt on Twitter said, "Isolate laugh audio."
Oh,
please.
And can Andrew slow that down for us? That'd be good.
Great. Okay, sure. No, when I saw the headline, I was like, oh, this probably means because a lot of moms work full time and then you're obviously 24/7 a mother. But yeah, then you read the article and it's like professional cuddler.
Oh, dear.
It just kind of takes away from how sacred that role actually is.
It does. It's like any other job you go to and go like, hey, buddy, you know what? You know why you being the custodian means you're more important than the CEO. You know how it's like, you know what? Suck me. Shut up.
You either are in this world, like most of us and the person that you just described, who realizes that being a stay-at-home parent, homemaker, is work. It's a lot of, it's not like living your life on vacation. It's like real work. So you either either know and accept that and realize that, or you are in the minority, I believe, of somebody who thinks that, oh, you know, well, good, you know, must be nice to stay home all day. You don't need to write an article inflating and saying it's 2.5 times more than anybody else does. You're not going to change it. Somebody who's got that,
you're right,
that horrible
that misogynistic
opinion,
that
doesn't read that article and go, I was wrong all along.
I didn't realize they were professionally cuddling.
It's 2.5 times my job.
Doctors have looked into it.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.